14 new Alexa-powered devices from Amazon. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. Okay, so I wasn't invited to Amazon's big surprise event in Seattle, but I won't hold that against the company. They took reporters on a wild ride, announcing over 70 new devices, features, and developer tools across Alexa, Echo, and Fire TV. It's very clear Amazon has huge plans for Alexa and wants it to power just about every aspect of our everyday lives. And as Amazon builds its portfolio, the missing piece might just be another smartphone. So let's go through some of the most notable products that they launched, starting with the Echo lineup. It is a lot. First off, you've got the Echo Dot. It now comes wrapped in fabric and it has a louder speaker with better sound. The price stays the same at $50. That launches October 11th. The Echo Plus is their top-of-the-line Echo speaker. This has a new, rounder design. It's also wrapped in fabric. It also functions as a smart home hub. The speaker inside the Echo Plus is also upgraded. That will sell for $150. It is also available on October 11th. The Echo Show is sort of a mini TV slash tablet slash show screen slash video conferencing tool. Now, personally, I use an iPad on my kitchen counter. I think this would be a great replacement for that, but I don't really need some extra features that this offers. This is the second generation of the device. Amazon upgraded the design, added a better speaker, plus it also has a larger 10-inch HD display. They're also adding Skype to the options for video calling, which is really cool because you're no longer limited to Amazon's proprietary option, and pretty much anyone with Skype will be able to talk to you on the other end. That's pretty big. This sells for $230. It's also available on October 11th. There's a new thing called Echo Auto. This brings Alexa into your car, sort of a stopgap until more automakers jump on board with Alexa built into their cars, or at least the head units. This is a small device that connects to your car via Bluetooth or the aux input. It has 8 microphones, so Amazon says it will hear your commands above all the road noise and the AC blasting. The device will be $50 when it officially launches, but right now you can request an invitation to buy one for just $25. All right, from here, things get pretty interesting. Amazon launched a bunch of Echo Companion devices. Think Alexa in just about every aspect of your house. There is a wall clock, which connects to Echo devices. It looks like your typical analog wall clock, but it helps you visualize timers that you set with Alexa. And I kind of like the idea of this because I regularly set timers for my kids for reading, watching TV, or other things. And I like the idea that they can glance up and kind of see visually how much time is left. That is $30. Then there's a whole bunch of Echo accessories for your home theater setup. There's an input that lets you add Alexa to any speaker for $35. A sub for more bass when you play TV or music on your Echo devices. That's $130. Then there's an Echo Link, which connects to your stereo system and allows you to feed your streaming music in high quality format to your existing receiver. That's $200. And there's even an Echo Link amp, which has its own power and it works to pass music to any pair of speakers for $300. I wonder what Sonos is thinking right now, because the only thing Amazon did not reveal was a Alexa powered soundbar for your TV. Maybe that's next. As if all that's not enough, Amazon also announced an Amazon Basics microwave. This is a $60 microwave that doesn't necessarily have Alexa built in, but it does work with a nearby Echo to take commands for cooking food. So you can say things like reheat coffee or microwave frozen vegetables. And I love the idea of this and suddenly wish my microwave was not built into my kitchen setup. This is kind of a no-brainer purchase for the price at just $60. And the best part is, I love microwave popcorn, by the way. I love popcorn in general. You can finally use the popcorn button on your microwave, even though every bag of popcorn you ever buy says the first rule of Popcorn Club is don't ever use the popcorn button. The Amazon microwave is smart enough to ask you the brand of your popcorn and the size of the bag so that it pops perfectly every time. There's also a one-touch popcorn replenishment button. Oh my gosh, this was built for people that love popcorn. The Amazon Basics microwave is available on November 14th. Finally, there's now an Amazon smart plug that you control with Alexa. These are fantastic. I have a bunch of other brands of these things around my house, and I find them really useful, especially for controlling holiday lights, the Christmas tree, and little tabletop lamps I have around the house that turn on and off at sunrise and sunset. And sure, there are lots of these from various brands, but Amazon offering their own smart plug is really a smart idea because you know it's going to easily work with Alexa and the quality is going to be there. An Amazon smart plug is $25, which is about the average going price from other competitors. Usually they're around $35. I would have liked to see this offered at $10 or $15, but perhaps that will happen when Amazon sells them as a bundle or puts them on sale. The smart plug is available October 11th as well. But wait, there's more, including a new feature that lets Alexa control basic functionality of your smart home devices, even if her internet connection goes out, which is kind of cool. But I'm going to focus on just one more interesting addition to the lineup, which is a new Fire TV DVR. It's called the Fire TV Recast, and this is sort of the missing link between what we were used to, which was a DVR with every channel imaginable, and the new age of cord cutting and streaming everything through a box like Fire TV. Now, I still haven't made up my mind whether this Recast TV is brilliant or too late to be useful, but here's what it is. It's a simple little box that you set up pretty much anywhere in your house where you can put up an antenna and get the best reception for over-the-air channels. Then it goes to work, recording your favorite shows and saving them on its internal hard drive. You can then view your shows on an Amazon Fire TV, a tablet, or an iOS or Android device. It doesn't sound like there's support for Apple TV, Roku, or Chromecast out of the gate, but I could definitely see that being added down the line. Of course, you can easily browse through your recordings, see what's currently live, and more on a Fire TV connected to your TV set. What's also cool about this is that you can finally get and record all of your local channels for free. And for a lot of folks, that, along with a Netflix subscription, will be pretty much all they need. And you also have Amazon Prime Video, of course. It's kind of like a modern TiVo. But the other great thing is that this is a one-time purchase. There are no ongoing monthly fees. And you can even choose shows from an on-screen guide to record, or you can use your voice with Alexa to tune in channels, shows, or even set up recordings. That's pretty cool. I'm kind of loving this, especially since the channel I work for, which is KTLA in Los Angeles, isn't on any streaming service just yet. And of course, you can easily grab the channel over the air, so now I can pipe our programming right onto my TV screen and into my devices. I really hope Amazon adds the ability to download shows that you record on your Recast to our devices. That would really be the missing link here. The Fire TV Recast comes in two models. A two-tuner model, which is 500 gigabytes, can record two shows at once and hold up to 75 hours of programming. That's $230. Then there's also a four-tuner model that can record a whopping four shows at once. That holds up to 150 hours of HD shows, and that's $280. This is kind of the better buy, but you will be able to add an external hard drive to either of these systems down the road. The Recast TV is shipping November 14th. You better believe I'll be buying one. And I don't think it can recapture the excitement of my first TiVo, which was back in 2000. I invited all my friends over. I put on Survivor back when it was big. And I will never forget watching the look on their faces as I paused live TV for the very first time. They were all baffled as to what I just did. That was a pretty cool memory. Of course, we're all pretty used to pausing live TV at this point. There you have it, Amazon Alexa Overload. It is full on game on between Amazon, Google, and Apple for smart assistant dominance in the home, car, and everywhere in between. Apple and Google might have had a head start on phones, but Amazon is certainly making a big play for everywhere else. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. And if you enjoy this, if you enjoy listening to this, please take a screenshot on your phone and share it on social media with your friends. And please remember to tag me so I can share in the love and say thanks. Just a quick programming note, I will be filling in for Leo Laporte on his radio show this weekend, September 22nd and 23rd. You can listen on KFI AM 640 in Los Angeles from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or you can find a station near you. Just go to techguylabs.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Rich DeMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.